We're going to get started with this idea of shaking up your perspective. Your perspective is everything, and it's based off of all of these uncertain assumptions. There's only one certainty in assuming something, and that's that you'll have 24 hours to execute on it. That's the only certainty that you have. In life and business, the way we see the world profoundly influences the relativity, the meaning, the outcomes we experience. Many of us get stuck in a fixed loop, patterns of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, which limits our ability to innovate, co-create, grow, and even clear the interference between us and that which we desire in an infinite, abundant, unified system. Some people call it overcoming obstacles. I call it shortening the distance of resistance that we're creating from the infinite. This training that I designed has helped to help all of us shake up the assumptions, shake up our perspective, figure out where the clues and the patterns are so we can make different choices. Can't solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. We want to intentionally disrupt the default mechanisms of the conscious, subconscious, and our unconscious competencies that create these default modes and infinite loops. The thermostat of why we end up in the same place no matter what we do. We need to do, say, think, feel, and believe to unlock the fresh insights, co-creativity, commandments, create new possibilities and a perspective based on gratitude and forgiveness in order to learn from being responsible, attracting, and participating in a different perspective. As we learn to shift our lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, we not only break free from these limiting patterns that are in the conscious continuum, but also develop this resilience to enjoy what we don't like or love, enjoy the incremental growth through gratitude and empathy to create the clarity, the harmony, and the focus to make better decisions, meaning that they're aligned with where we want to be or better. Better decisions, not bad decisions, which are behaviors that are interfering with where we want to be or better, where you want to be, not where I want to be or other people want to be or what's missing or what you don't have. In the following lessons, we will explore these powerful frameworks and tools and exercises which are available to you. Just email me, david@themeltzer.com, to help you shake up your perspective, reframe the struggles, the challenges, and embrace the given in your life, the opportunity, options, and the touches of favor to renew a sense of purpose, passion, and even probability with the energy, the infinite energy in which you're interfering with. So let's begin this journey of transformation by learning to see the world through new lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. You see what you believe is the first lesson. In the shaking up of the perspective, we have to realize that you only see what you believe, and you have the power to believe whatever you want. You give meaning to everything you see, which is the relativity in the perspective that you have. Our perspective shapes all of our experiences, what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. And if we stay stuck in this fixed intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, we limit our ability to grow and innovate and co-create and command, work with the universe, with God. A person who believes they are stuck in their career, their marriage, their other relationships, their activities because of external circumstances, rather than seeing it as an opportunity for growth, learning, commandment, and co-collaboration to learn where to be or better. We want to do, say, think, feel, and believe, and see what we want to believe. And the external circumstances are all uncertain circumstances. And so using non-negotiable and negotiable behavior aligned with where we want to be or better will allow us to see, to relativity, give meaning to what we believe. You don't see the world as it is. You see it as you are. You can't find outside of you what you're not seeing inside of you. You don't see this world as it is. You only see it as you are. When you change your perspective, you change your reality. So when you change the way you look at things, as Zanders and Dyer and many others have said, the things you look at change. We need to start recognizing how these beliefs that cause you to do, say, think, and feel shape the world you perceive. And we need to shift these lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude by questioning and suggestioning your assumptions. And we need to change these stories consciously that we keep telling ourselves, so that subconsciously the stories are in a positive perspective, and we start shifting our energy through our unconscious competency. You see what you believe, and you have the power to believe whatever it is you want to see. Why do we want to shake it up? Perturbation, if you read Marshall Thurber and Social Deviance, perturbation is the way things change. When things are not in the comfort zone, if everything exists in the comfort zone, it would actually shrink, the same as if everything existed in an anxiety zone. The inward pressure would constrict our ability. Comfort zones breed stagnation and constrict our capability without disrupting the fixed patterns that are usually subconscious and unconscious in their nature. We can't tap into the co-creativity, the expansion, the collaboration, the coordination, the commandments of a bigger infinite source and create new solutions, opportunities, options, and touches of favor. An entrepreneur who follows the same routine every day but feels stuck is not able to innovate, despite facing, especially today, an accelerated market with so many new market changes come new market challenges, which also creates new market opportunity, options, and touches of favor. It is in itself helping us shake it up to create a new perspective, but only if we have that open-minded, open-hearted attitude of gratitude in order to facilitate the light, the love, and the lessons in these challenges and struggles and changes. Don't waste them. Shaping up your perspective dissolves your interference. Shaking up your perspective dissolves what others call the ego, to dissipate the edging of God out of your life, gold out of your life, growth out of your life. We want to foster gratitude and empathy to create the lessons through responsibility, attraction, and the participation in a new perspective that creates new avenues for creative problem solving by shortening the distance. The problem solving is in the respect of every problem already has a solution in. It's just a lapse of time between the problem and the solution. And anyone, as we get older and older, see that every problem has a solution. It's just a matter of time. And we want to shorten the distance. We want to shorten the time that exists between our awareness of where that solution exists. There are multiple solutions that will create a better place, a better position in every problem. And it's just a matter of time until we work through different solutions, different indicators, different perspectives of protection, promotion, love, and perfection through the light, the love, and the lessons of finding those there. When we are able and capable of identifying these areas in your life or work where you are stuck, we now can look for those clues. We can decipher the patterns, and we can make a shake. We can make a shake, shake it up. We can change our choices. When we change our choices, we change our relativity. When we change our relativity, we change what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, and we change the outcomes. And when we create consistent, persistent pursuit within the context of those outcomes, we now have a greater ability to grow, to change, to expand. So we want everyone to actively seek the discomfort by challenging those routines, those patterns, and step out of the comfort zone that is limiting your expansion, your growth, your potential. The next thing we want to do beyond changing the way we believe and seeing something different, shaking it up, is to reframe the framework, shifting our lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. R-E-F-R-A-M-E, when we reframe, we recognize the assumptions. We recognize the current lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. We start to understand the current perspective that we have in order to see the clues and the patterns to unlock the truths and shorten the distance of resistance with not only the wisdom of the lessons that we learn, but the faith that we're protected and promoted, not punished. And if you don't recognize your lens, you can't shift it. So the awareness that exists within the construct of our recognition to remind, remember, and recognize what already exists is so important. So many employees get frustrated with coworkers who might be viewing the situation from a place of pride, ego, control, and they prevent the effective communication that's necessary to have an inspired workplace. And we need to unlock that perspective. We need to ask people what they like and what they don't like, what's working, what's not working, where and how they can improve by what their current lens is. And this awareness of your own lenses is the first step to creating the change by recognizing these clues, patterns, and making different and better choices. What we want to do is ask ourselves, what story am I telling myself about this situation? How, by participating in this perspective in order to change it, we need to identify whether the lenses of productivity, accessibility, or gratitude are being interfered with fear, scarcity, pride, or control, with the reaction to those and the need to be right, need to be offended, need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, or guilty. Understanding how to recognize our current lens are. Next E in reframe, we want to examine our defaults. How are we reacting every time that these situations occur in our lives? Our assumptions and our emotional responses often interfere and shape our perspective and limit us in so many multitudes, in so many ways. So many leaders assume that their team doesn't need guidance because they've always worked independently, but they're missing the opportunity to support and develop other people with questions and suggestions to perturbate and shake up their perspective. Our assumptions may be creating unnecessary barriers to success by not examining these defaults. We need to question the assumptions, give suggestions to the assumptions that are guiding our actions. Reflection, reminder, and remembrance within the context of examining our defaults allows the emotions to expose themselves of how they're driving our decisions. These default mechanisms of responding to fear are instant and obvious. We sometimes call those triggers. So what is it that causes us to have a need to be right, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, all of these different interferences between us and where we want to be or better? So E is examining our triggers, our defaults. Examine. F in reframe is flip the script. Seeing things from an alternative perspective opens up new pathways for solutions. Obviously, you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change because of a different consciousness. Now, you can use AI to flip the script. I've been using it now for a while, and it's so powerful to ask, you know, our ChatGPT, how would Einstein deal with this issue? How would, you know, Bezos deal with this business issue? How would a expert in this field deal with this issue? So many business owners focus in on the negative aspects, what they don't have, what's missing, what other people want. And those aspects creates more challenges, gives them more of what's missing, what they don't want, and what other people want, instead of flipping the script by focusing in on all that they're given, by focusing in on the opportunity to innovate, co-create, collaborate, and command, work with each other. These changes in perspective often leads to the breakthroughs that make significant differences in our lives. These breakthrough ideas, innovations, collaborations that make very big, quick changes in our lives. Without these, things will happen very slowly and never all of a sudden. With these flipping the script mechanisms, things will happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. Ask yourself, what's the opposite perspective I haven't considered? Ask ChatGPT to give you different perspective, opposite perspective, challenging perspective. Ask it what you're missing. Challenge yourself to see situations from multiple viewpoints in order to facilitate, to make easy the better decisions, the learning, the growth, the lessons through responsibility, attraction, and a different participation in the perspective. REF, F, flip the script. Reframe, RF, R-E-F-R, the next R, is reconnect to your source, your God, your purpose, your why, and apply it. Reconnect to your purpose. When we are aligned with our purpose, when we're aligned, when we're clearing the interference between us and the omniscient, all-powerful, infinite, abundant, unified system, the pressures of these obstacles, the void shortages, can be reframed into a sense of opportunity to find the light, the love, and the lessons in what other people see as punishment, but we see as promotion, protection, love, and perfection. I work with so many entrepreneurs under pressure to meet financial goals, and when they disconnect instead of reconnect, when they're at dis-ease instead of ease, and when they're at disharmony instead of harmony with their deeper purpose, for the sake of what? If you can elevate the awareness to reconnect to that harmony, ease, and shift the stress to a proactive strategy, to more energy, more opportunity. Applying our why gives context and meaning to the challenges. Just simply ask yourself, for the sake of what, instead of I'll be happy when, making these struggle shortages, obstacles easier to navigate, creating an acceleration and aggregation of growth to where we want to be or better. We need to reflect, remind, reconnect with our greater mission, not to the greater commission. The greater the mission, the greater the commissions. The mission will allow the commissions to follow. Reframe the pressure that's created, the interference that's created, by viewing it as an opportunity, an option, a touch of favor to live out your purpose and apply your why by reconnecting to the greater source, the infinite amount of information, the infinite amount of energy, the infinite amount of inspiration. R-E-F-R-A in reframe. Act from curiosity. Be more interested than interesting. Act from curiosity. Be more interested than interesting. Shifting from judgment, conditions, comparison to curiosity and interest allows you to remain open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed to new ideas for growth. I work with so many employees receiving critical feedback that may react defensively to it. They may create more resistance. However, if they have an open mind, open heart, and open hand, acting in interest with curiosity, we can see the feedback as an opportunity to grow, to find through the suggestions, more questions and more suggestions in order to facilitate things, to collaborate, coordinate, to make things easy, harmonious in what we're doing, that provides more productivity, more accessibility to others, and the ability to access what you want, and even more gratitude, the ability, the strength to find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything you do. Being more interested than interesting opens the door to learning and growth. While judgment, comparison, and conditions close it, they create interference. It is curiosity that will open and clear this resistance and shorten the distance through wisdom and faith, which curiosity is a key component of. We need to ask ourselves, what can I learn from this? When we ask ourselves through acts of curiosity, of interest, what can I learn from this? What did I do to be responsible to attract it? What am I doing in this perspective in this situation, and what can I learn from this? When we shift the judgment, conditions, comparisons to wonder in these challenging situations, it is truly the light, the love, and the lessons that expose itself, the protection, promotion, and perfection that comes about. In reframe, the M represents mirror the moment. We need to have diverse perspectives. We can use technology to help us have it. We can use masterminds to help us have it. But utilizing a diverse perspective expands our awareness and challenges these assumptions that lead to richer insights, to bigger lessons, and greater growth. So many team leaders facing difficult decisions consult their team for input, and utilizing a leadership philosophy of being an intelligent follower, they're leading to a more well-rounded decisions with diversity and inclusion. and providing an equity of opportunity to all. By participating in this well-rounded decision-making process, feedback from others provides clarity, harmony, and focus. It allows you to see blind spots, and that is why we encourage people to mirror the moment, to find the light, the love, and the lessons through diversity, inclusion, and the equity of opportunity. We need to seek feedback from others in person and technologically, and to understand how other people see a situation from their varying degrees of perspective. Consider how different viewpoints may change your patterns and your choices to allow you to do, say, think, feel, and believe differently to provide different results. And then finally, in this reframe context, in this lesson, to reframe the framework by shifting the lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, we want to embody a new narrative. Embody a new narrative, new stories. The stories we tell about ourselves shapes our actions. We can't find outside of ourselves what we're not telling or seeking inside of ourselves. This new narrative can empower you to act with the person, the purpose, passion, and intention that provide even profitability. So many of us face setbacks, and we can reframe using this reframe their experiences by viewing these challenges, setbacks, mistakes as opportunities, options, and touches of favor, allowing us to grow rather than to limit ourselves with the meaning we give it. It is the meaning we give the failures, the setbacks, and mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances that limits our own self-image. And we never will overachieve our own self-image. We need to rewrite the narrative to empower us to create new outcomes, different outcomes, break the chain, break the loop, and create these expansive, co-collaborative commandments that allow us to live a more fulfilled, passionate, purpose, and profitable life. Go ahead and write new stories about your challenging situation. Focus in on growth and strength. I know one of the most challenging situations I had was going bankrupt in 2008, losing over $100 million, including my mom's house. And it took me a while, but I was able to reframe utilizing these mechanisms, this most punishing perspective that I had, into the greatest promotion, perfection, love, and protection by creating a new story around being saved by losing everything, saved by my wife, my mom, my best friend, and my dad, and creating this new story that I sought inside of me, which now I found outside of me. Being able to make more money, help more people, and have more fun than I ever imagined. Shifting my own self-image from what deemed to be punishment at the time into the greatest promotion of my career. We need to align our actions, what we do say, think, feel, and believe, with the story, though. You have to be intentional. You can't just tell a story to yourself. You have to be intentional and create a definiteness of purpose around the embodiment of this new narrative. We need to reframe this framework, shifting the lenses, reframe, in order to provide us what we need. There's some drills I want to inform you. And everybody want these lessons and drills and exercises, just email me, david@dmelter.com. I'll send them to you. They're reframe framing mechanism that helped me to shift my own divine direction, disruptive perspective drills. We want to perturbate ourselves. So we want to take intentional action to shake up our perspective, help break free from the fixed thinking and promote growth, collaboration, coordination in our lives. I work with so many managers who follow the same routine. And when they switch up their approach by exploring new ways to solve a recurring problem, they have created perturbation, a Thurbian disruptive perspective drill. By disrupting routines, whether it be disrupting the time, the place, the mechanism, modality, or methodology, we open up space for the creativity, collaboration, coordination, and problem solving. So we can take different routes. We can have different timings. We can switch roles of our teammates for a day, shadowing, working with, supervising. We can consume different content outside of the usual for the team, group, or individually. We could take a 24-hour complaint detox. We can journal about the bad moments. We can journal the points of view. There's a variety of things we can do to disrupt the perspective and utilize these drills in order to change the way we look at things so the things we look at change. We want to shake it up. We want to create and disrupt the loops, the patterns, to make different and better choices. Our perspective is our superpower. We give meaning to everything that we see. We need to make our perspective our superpower. We have to understand that time and relativity are dependent upon our perspective, because those are the two most powerful things that reconcile the human experience with the infinite experience, that allow us to apply our why every day. If we don't see our perspective as our superpower, then we are giving up control. Although surrendering to the infinite as a predisposition to our perspective is essential, it is the intentional perspective that creates the superpower of relativity and time in order to effectuate a journey, a human experience, a pursuit, an inspired, applied pursuit to our best self, our potential. The ability to shift our perspective allows us to thrive in any situation, no matter what. As Viktor Frankl proved in Man's Search for Meaning, in what most people would perceive the most horrendous situations. Why David Goggins on the Aspire Business Tour is so powerful, because he embodies making your perspective a superpower. He avoids stagnation and he unlocks unbelievable growth of what the human experience can be. It's unrealistic for most of us to run marathons on knees that are broken or whatever crazy shit that guy does. But he is an icon for making our perspective a superpower, just like Viktor Frankl was in Man's Search for Meaning. So many entrepreneurs feel stuck in their business, and they can use this superpower to shift, to unlock all types of new solutions and opportunities, options, and touches of favor. It is a practice. It just doesn't happen overnight. You just can't knit yourself a perspective cape and consider yourself a superhero perspective. It has to be practice every day in order to continue to grow, to create the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding impact that you can have. Growth lives on the other side of the shaken frame, of the shaken reframe. And on that other side lies that superpower of relativity and time to give meaning to everything you see, to change the way you look at things so the things you look at change. We need to have a practice of regularly shaking up our perspective to keep our growth alive, to apply our why to where we want to be or better. We need to embrace the challenges, setbacks, mistakes, the opportunities, options, and touches of favor to shift and evolve and revolve the way we do say, think, feel, and believe in order to shake it up, to change our lives for the better, to shorten the distance of resistance. There's so many things that we can do because we see what we believe. You need to shake it up and reframe our EFRAME, our framework, to recognize, to examine, to flip the script, to reconnect, act from curiosity, to mirror the moment and embody the new narrative, disrupt our perspective through drills, and make our perspective our superpower. Shifting our perspective is not just an exercise drill or guide, which I'll be happy to send you at david@dmeltzer.com. It's not just what I'm going to send you. It's a powerful way to unlock your full potential. When you intentionally disrupt your defaults, when you start intentionally doing, thinking, feeling, believing, and saying in alignment with where you want to be or better, you can gain the freedom the freedom to explore the light, the love, and the lessons, the new solutions, the better place, the better position, the better situation, allowing us to clear the interference between the reminders, remembrance, and reconnections with others and your source, your God, to be deeply connected and approach these challenges, setbacks, and failures with clarity, harmony, and purpose. Remember, you don't need a new life to experience growth. You don't need a new wife. You don't need a new business or job. You just need a new way of seeing the one you have. Making the perspective shift as a regular practice. Foster continuous growth, aggregation, excel. Enjoy what you don't like or don't love by changing the perspective of what you don't like or don't love. Be consistent in it as it's interest, not interesting. And avoid the stagnation, which causes a constriction, a limitation of your potential. Embrace this shaking up as a superpower, a tool, and watch it transform your personal and your professional life. The ability to change how you see anything will change everything. I will repeat that. The ability to change how you see anything will change everything. Let's change everything for the better. This has been Shake Up Your Perspective Training. Feel free to email me, david@dmeltzer.com, for the guide, exercise, and books. Happy to send them to you for free, david@dmeltzer.com. Thank you, everybody. david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. We'll see you later. Thank you.